What's going on, people, and welcome back to the Baby Fathers Podcast for another brand new episode. Now, before I start today's show, if you have not subscribed to the channel yet, make sure you subscribe to the channel now. Don't forget to give us the thumbs up for the likes, and don't forget to press that notification button. All right. So I'm your host, and I got the name of DJ Riddler. And on today's show, we have another special guest, and he goes by the name of Jess. How you doing, my bro?
Not too bad, thank you, brother. Yourself?
Not too bad, not good, too man. Bad. Good. I want to say thank you for coming.
Yeah.
Because you've come from a long way.
Yeah.
Where have you come from?
I come from Swindon, so it's about an hour and a half away, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But,
yeah.
Well, thank you for coming down.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for having me. Thank you for giving me a platform, yeah.
Cool, my bro. So listen, what has brought you down today onto the Baby Fathers?
Basically, just like, I can't remember what it was like. I seen a quote or something from your Instagram, and I've reshared it, and then started following like the whole platform and watching the interviews and the podcast. And it's just like, do you know what I mean? The message out there that you're sending, it's a good message. It's a strong message for dads out there. Do you know what I mean? And I thought, you know what? Let me just get a little one piece of this.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's good, man.
I respect, my bro. Respect. Yeah. So listen, we're going to get into it. Before I get into it, I have to say a disclaimer.
Yeah.
All right. So anything you say, it's your truth, and it's your truth only.
Okay.
No one can't say anything different because it's coming from you.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So we're going to start from the beginning.
Yeah.
How many kids mothers do you have?
Just the one. Just the
one. And how many kids do you have?
Just the one.
All right, cool. So let's start from the beginning.
So, what, like way back, like, the relationship, like, we was together for, I don't know, maybe 2 years, something like that. Obviously, she got pregnant. It was toxic before anyway, do you know what I mean? Like, both immature, whatever, like. So, obviously, little ones come around now, and it just got worse, do you know what I mean? So, we split up now, and it was just one of them ones, like, I was seeing her as and when her mum would say, yes, okay, you can see her. Like, because as a man, like, I don't know what the stigma is. Like, I don't think we know how much rights we've got. Do you know what I mean? So you just think, oh, that's what they say. That's how it goes. So it was kind of a thing, like, she would be like, you can have her on a Wednesday. You can have her on a Saturday. And that was kind of it. Do you know what I mean? At the time, I was living at my mum's. I just broke up with Isabella's mum. So I was living at my mum's house, and it was just one of them ones. Do you know what I mean?
Mm. You said something about it was toxic. What kind of things was happening in relationship
just,
when it was toxic?
Just arguing, like, you know when science's not good, like arguments over petty things. I'd go out for, I don't know, 2 days at a time, do you know what I mean? Not come back. Just arguing about pettiness, do you know what I mean? And like, looking back on it now, I'm a grown man now, do you know what I mean? Mm. Looking back on it now, you think you can see it for what it was, do you know what I mean? Mm. One of them ones.
So when did it went really bad?
So I'd say, probably, I don't know, it must have been about 2018, round about then. Like, so, like, by then I'd moved out, got my own apartment, whatever, and there was some kind of structure. I'd see my little one on a Wednesday evening and a Saturday all day until the Sunday. Mm. And then I started getting phone calls from the school saying about, there's not in school, and do you know why she's not in school? And obviously I'm saying she don't live with me. Mm. On the days that I have her, she goes to school, or on the weekend she's not in school anyway. But yeah, so I don't know. I can't answer them questions. So then it started getting like, oh, we now need to have meetings at the school. Mm. So they was inviting me in for meetings at the school. And then before you know it, they're showing me like just an attendance record. And the attendance had dropped mad. It was just crazy. But they didn't know why. No one knew why. And then they opened a case with social services based on negligence because my little girl wasn't going to school. So obviously it was all news to me, and it was just like, it hit me quick. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was oblivious to all of this. And so yeah, like, they opened the case rapid. Do you know what I mean? Like, negligence, and then all of that just unfolded. Oh,
so what was the reasons for them open up the case though?
Basically they were saying like, his mum was neglecting her by not sending her to school. So that was the basis, and they wanted to get to the bottom of why wasn't my daughter going to school. Do you know what I'm saying?
So was she missing school more often than going into school?
Yeah, it kind of got like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, there was no like oh, she's missed the 2 days here, they'd phone me up and say, oh, do you know why in school today? There was none of that. It was just all kind of like, bang, this is like, do you know what I mean? This is the attendance. And like, you can see it, they print it out. The greens when she's in school, the reds when she, and it was just red. It was just, do you know what I mean?
When the social services got involved and they called you, what happened after that?
So basically, I just got a letter through saying, we're having this meeting, you've got to come to this meeting, and everything be, kind of be explained then. Like I said, there weren't no, it weren't like, how can I say it? It wasn't like, I don't know, it was just kind of put on me, basically.
So when you went to this meeting, what was said in the meeting?
So then, that's when everything come out. They was like, she hasn't been going to school. We want to know why she hasn't been going to school. Like, what do you know? Like, just everything like that. And I was just kind of like, well, I'm oblivious. Like, I have her for 4 hours on a Wednesday. After work, I drop her back off. Like, and then on the weekend, she don't go to school when she's with me. So I don't know. I don't know why the school wasn't ringing me saying...
Before.
Do you know what I mean? Before we got to this stage. But so... That was kind of the thing. And obviously, they're asking these questions and she's all hesitant to answer and all that. And then, obviously, the more meetings we had to go to, because then it was like, off the back of that, it wasn't like just, oh, there's this one meeting. Off the back of that, I think it's called, I think it's a Section 7, like, I might be wrong, I might be wrong. I think it's called a Section 7. They do a Section 7 assessment of you. Like, and that's where if there's any police intelligence about you living a certain lifestyle, if there's anything connected to you to do, like, which might harm your child. Now, I'm skipping forward a bit, but in, like, the first couple of meetings, his mum kind of said to him, he lives this kind of lifestyle, he's this person, X, Y, Z. So for me to even see my daughter, it was social services coming around my house. So this was taking place. So then this has come back and I'm still having meetings at the school. The school was still ringing us up saying we got to have this meeting, we got to have that meeting. So there's all this mix up going on. And you got to remember, like, say 2 weeks before, it was all oblivious to me. Yeah, do you know what I mean? It was kind of like deep end, bang, straight there you hot, go. So then, all of this stuff's going on. And then it was just after the Section 7 report, because I remember the report coming in saying, there's nothing on Jesse, do you know what I mean? Like, we've got no problems, like, why he wouldn't be able to be around his child. There's no threat there, do you know what I mean? Just as that report come in, her mum got arrested for drug driving.
Okay.
So then, straight away, the school, the social services, they're all like, well, now we know the problem why she wasn't going to school. Do you know what I mean? There's obviously drug abuse there. They're asking me questions. I'm saying, I don't live with her. I don't know what goes on in that house. Now, me, as a man, looking back on it, maybe I should have been more proactive then. Do you know what I mean? Why do you not know what's going on in your daughter's household? Do you know what I'm saying? Looking back on it now. But obviously, like I said, it was all just kind of thrust on me and kind of like all new. Like, true, I know, like, she likes to have a drink and all of that, whatever. But I didn't know the extent of it. So then, after the Section 7 report, it was kind of like they were saying, all right, Jesse's got to have more of an influence in his life. Jesse's got to have her a bit more, whatever. So you can imagine the drama that brought, because if you know, if you have your child 50% or more, you don't have to pay CSA or whatever. Yeah. So you can imagine the drama that come off the back of that. Well, I don't want him to have her as much because I ain't going to get no money. And it kind of come to that.
And
that's what it was. It was like...
So let me just stop you there. When she said that you live some typical lifestyle, what lifestyle are you talking?
Well, she was trying to portray that, obviously, like, it was mad. Like, honestly, like, I've got a past. Okay. I've been away for a couple of things and all that. I say it's nothing serious. It was a bit of violence when I was a kid. But my whole thing was like, them years are done, do you know what I mean? It's out there, plain to see facts, do you know what I mean? Like, you can Google everyone nowadays and you can see. So that was... quay ago, do you know what I mean? It was ages ago. So she's trying to portray I'm still that person, and then she's trying to say I'm in a certain lifestyle. Obviously, the lifestyle that she was trying to say I was in, she was living at the time.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I think what it kind of was for her was a defense mechanism, like, let me try and deflect these bullets off me, and do you know what I mean? Jesse's the bad person, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like I said, I'm not perfect. I'm far from perfect, but like, I've come a long way, do you know what I'm saying?
So when she obviously being caught with the stuff.
Yeah.
What was it? Classed was what?
Basically, no, what it was, I'm lying. She got caught drug driving, but in the back of the car was bicarb. Now,
okay.
I'm streetwise. I know what that was. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. They're saying to me, do you know what it is? I'm saying, I don't know. Do you know what I mean? But obviously, it's all transpired now. She's got this new fella. They're living that lifestyle. Do you know what I'm saying? So obviously, she's smoking. This is what it comes down to. Like, if anyone that don't know, if you got bicarb, you mix it with cocaine, you smoke crack.
Okay.
Obviously, so now we're at the nitty gritty. I know what this is now. Do you know what I mean? So now, like, this is just as the Section 7 are coming. So they're saying, like, we know she's in a certain lifestyle. We want Jesse to start having full custody of little one and supervised visits and all of this.
So was your daughter exposed to all this stuff in the house when
this is what I'm saying. So obviously now it's kind of stepped up a notch. So now we're having these meetings and social services are asking, I think she was 4 or 5 at the time, asking my 4 or 5-year-old, what does mummy do in the house? Why is mummy always asleep? Why don't mummy take you to school? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know what she was exposed to. I've had these conversations with my daughter since she's grown up a little bit. Like, not trying to relive that trauma for her, but just asking her, like, do you remember certain stuff? Yeah.
To see what she remembers.
I don't know if she's protecting her mum or she generally can't remember, but she would have been exposed to something. I'm lying. I'm sorry. I'm lying. I went on holiday. I went on holiday and I went to Amsterdam. I'm in the airport on the way back. I get a phone call. Jesse, it's the social services. I'm saying, yeah, we ain't got a meeting or anything today. Like, I'm on holiday. They're saying, no, we're at his address with the police. We're raiding the house now. Like, the house is being raided. Your little one's in here. Basically, if you don't get here now, we're taking her into care. And I was on a thing of, I'm in an airport. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
At this stage, I've skipped a bit, I'm sorry. At this stage, I was kind of had more of an influence on little one's life. So she was kind of living with me then. So then the deal was, like, because I knew what was going on at her mum's house, the deal was, you can see her, I never stop you from seeing her, but it's got to be supervised, like at your mum's house or your sister's house. So the deal was, when I went away, you have her for 3 days at your mum's house.
Okay.
So that was the deal. Next thing you know, I'm getting a phone call. Yeah, we're with the police. We're raiding her house. I'm saying little one shouldn't be there anyway.
Do you know what I mean?
So yeah, that's, I remember it now. So then I've had to phone my sister and say, look, you're going to need to go pick you up because I'm at the airport. I'm coming back today, but they're talking about taking her into care today if someone don't come and pick her up right now. Do you know what I mean? So she's, I know she was exposed to that.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, even though, like, and later on we had another meeting at the school and her mum turned around and said, well, they didn't find nothing at my house that day. But my thing is, she's still exposed to police kicking in the front door. Do you know what I mean? Regardless if they found nothing or not, that trauma's still with her. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah.
All right. So you've done the meeting, social services involved. The house has got raided. What happened from there?
So from there, they kind of put into like, I can't remember the name of it, but it's like an interim kind of plan in place. It was like, this ain't our final decision, but for now, this is what's happening. Little one's going to go live with Jesse. Jesse dictates when you can see little one.
Okay.
If Jesse wants him supervised, then so be it. Do you know what I mean? And then it was a kind of thing. No, that was it. They was allowing a 15-minute FaceTime call between my daughter and her mum once a week.
Okay.
And anything else was up to my discretion.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we kind of went down. Like, so that's where we ended up. And then obviously, like I said, like, I was, even though I knew what she was up to, I will never try and say that you can't see our daughter. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
My little girl needs a female role model in her life. But it's got to be supervised. I don't know what's going on in your hectic household. Do you know what I mean? Like, she was never even meant to be at your house when the police raided your house.
Yeah.
And do you know what I mean? So,
so where was she meant to be at that time?
She was meant to be at her nan and granddad with her mum. With her mum. But the deal was at your mum and dad's house, Isabella's grandparents' house. And
Yeah, that's where she's meant to be for the 3 days. But obviously, okay, she took it upon herself. Nah, we're not staying here. We're going back to mine.
And was that what social services told her what she had to do? Stay at her grandma's house?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So they was fully aware. Like, I did not know my daughter was at her address. Do you know what I mean? So, where was we? Yeah, the interim kind of plan. So then the interim plan was fine. She was going to school. Like, it was a major shock for me. Like, you got to imagine, like, a man living his life, doing whatever, yeah, like, all of a sudden, I've got full custody. Now it's like, do you know what I mean? I've got to do lunch every day. I've got to make sure she, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I was going to ask you. So, like, how did that feel to, obviously, now you've become a full-time
father? Looking back
farmer
on it now, it was crazy. Like, so it was kind of a thing, like, of adjustment. Like, my daughter used to ask me, like, this is how I know, going back, sorry, I've totally skipped it. Going back, like, she has got trauma. She used to say to me, Dad, why am I living with you?
Yeah.
Don't mummy love me anymore. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So I was dealing with all of that whilst trying to work out a routine. Like, how am I going to get to work in the morning? How's she going to get to school on time? Ooh. Like, it was just crazy at first. Like, looking back on it now, like, how we come through them first couple of months is just beyond me.
How did it get to that stage? So, like, did it go to court and all this stuff to get her? So
when in the first instance, that wasn't to do with court. That was to just do with social services. Okay. Social services. So then I had to start court proceedings as well. Mm. So I had school meetings, social services meetings, and court meetings.
Okay.
But what I had going for me is the school were just like, look, she's been with Jess. Like, just for instance, it was 3 weeks. She hasn't missed a day of school. She's on time. She presented nicely. We haven't got an issue. Mm. She's sweet. Social services now, I don't really want to talk bad on them, but they're not designed for the father. They're not. So it was making me jump through a few hoops. But it was just one of them things, grit your teeth and just get on with it. Do you know what I mean? Bigger picture.
So with the social services, was it like, in the beginning, was it supposed to be temporary of you looking after them?
Yeah. So like I said, it was an interim kind of thing. Mm. It was, let's see how this plays out. See if she sorts her stuff out. And then we'll look at 50-50 custody, or she can go back to her mum. Mm. And that's how it kind of was. And then obviously off the back of that, I started my own court proceedings saying, like, listen, I know what's going on in her lifestyle. I don't want my daughter going back there. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying everything to social services. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm holding certain stuff back. Like, I know what's going on. Her mum knows what's going on, but we're not having that conversation with them people. Mm. So I took it off my own back to start the court proceedings, so I know little one's with me and we're sweet. Do you know what I mean?
So you was going to court to get full custody of her?
Full custody.
All right.
Like, so then it started getting like, so by the time the court proceedings actually started, I've got like this interim plan anyway. I've got her full time anyway. So then when the court proceedings started, that was another thing. Like, they're not designed for the dads either. Yeah. I'm going to this, like, the people on the court, like, it's three females. So straight away, I'm just like, do you know what I mean? And like, they look at, and I get it. I've been through that system with the legal courts and all of that for my past. I get it. They're looking at a piece of paper. They're not looking at you.
Yeah.
But then obviously they can't ignore certain stuff, like the Section 7 report, for instance. Like, when we was going to court, her mum's saying the same old stuff. He's this, he's that, he's that. My whole thing was, if I'm such this bad person, why would you let me anywhere near our child in the first instance? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So then, like I said, the courts, they can't ignore something like a Section 7. Mm. They can't. So then I've got the school backing me now. Reluctantly, social services are back. Not reluctantly, but like I said, they made me jump through hoops. Do you know what I mean? So then they're kind of backing me now. So now we're at this, like, civil court matter. You've kind of got no choice. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I've done everything asked of me. Her mum's still going off this way. Do you know what I mean? So it was all kind of, it wasn't cut and paste, but it was kind of, you could see where it was going to go.
Yeah.
So then it come down to, like, the court's put an interim plan in place. Like, she could see her this amount of days, see that amount of days. And like I said, it was up to my discretion. So I was allowing her to see her extra time. Because like I said, like, I'm not trying to take her away from her.
Yeah.
She tried doing that to me back in the day. And it, like, I realized, bigger picture, there's only one person that suffers. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then it was like, we started getting into the realms of, oh, I'm seeing mummy today. Go to drop her off. Mummy's not there. I'm ringing her up. No answer.
Are you dropping her to the house?
No. I'm dropping her to her grandparents' house. So they're saying, Jess, we ain't heard from her. We don't know what's going on. So then I'm dealing with little one crying, little one like getting her expectations up to see her mum, and then nothing. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So then we started dealing with that. And then court proceedings. So we're still at court. She's not turning up to court.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, like, this is the future of our child, and you're just not even bothering. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so that's how I know things were bad, doing what she's doing. So then, end of the day, the courts were just kind of like, our hands are tied. Mm. She ain't even turning up anymore. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Full custody kind of thing. Yeah. We're going to do it on a 6-week trial.
Okay.
I knew in that 6-week trial, I'm not messing this up.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
I knew what they were saying to me. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, like, it just complete full circle. Do you know what I mean?
So, was she taking drugs or was she just selling it?
Yeah, so obviously what it is I found out now she was selling them.
Mm.
Then she started taking them.
Okay.
And her whole comeback is now, like, she got with this new fella and he pushed it on it, whatever. And it, like, do you know what I mean? I don't want to hear all that. But the mad thing about it is, let's get into it now. So I've got full custody of our little one. Mm. She's with this new fella living that lifestyle. Mm. She's gone and got pregnant again.
Wow.
So she's had another kid for him, and she's gone through it all again. Long story short, I don't know the ins and outs, it's not my business. Mm. Her sister's got that child. Mm. Do you know what I mean? So my daughter's brother lives with his auntie.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she's just repeated the whole
thing again.
Mean?
Yeah. And she's still with the brother, same.
No, they split up. Nah, he's got a kid with someone else. Wow. Like, mad, yeah.
So is she getting support?
This is the thing, I skipped over this bit. I'm glad you said that. Mm. We're going into these meetings with school, social services, and even court. They're offering her everything. Women's aid, this, XYZ. They're offering her everything. She's just not turning up.
Mm.
Or I remember one time, it's just reminded me, social services have gone around there to do a check in her house. They're knocking on the door. She's saying, get the fuck away from her house. Do you know what I mean? She's just not compliant.
Yeah.
She got offered everything. Do you know what I mean? Mm. They offered to move her out of the flat she was in and give her a house. She didn't want to know. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So in terms of, you went court, she never turned up, they told you to hold her for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
What happened from there?
From them 6 weeks, like, they come back. I didn't even end up going back to court. They sent this big dossier out, pages, and basically you flick to the back. Our final decision is, they lives with you.
Mm.
Like, everything's to your discretion. We are not even allowed, where she couldn't even be bothered to turn up to court, we're not even allowing her the 15-minute phone call on the iPad now.
They took that away from her.
They said, everything's up to you.
Yeah.
So then my thing was, I'm not going to be that person. Do you know what I mean? Mm. I'm going to extend the olive branch. Do you know what I mean? And say, look, I know what you're going through, or I think I know what you're going through anyway, but as long as you're supervised, you can see her as much as you want. But like I said, then we got into the realms of not turning up. Do you know what I mean? And then slowly but surely, everything just kind of dumbed down. Like, no phone calls. Like, she's got an iPad, no FaceTime. Do you know what I mean? It just went like, okay, so I've lost this battle. Let's go. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how I think she thinks anyway.
And going back to, obviously, your father bringing up a girl child.
Yeah.
How'd you even do something like that?
Brother, when I tell you, right, I'm saying, like, even down to the littlest things, hairstyles. Like, imagine, like, I'm a bloke. I'm one of the boys. Like, imagine, like, I'm sat there looking at YouTube tutorials of how to plait hair.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it was just a massive shock to both of us. Like, and obviously, when she lived with her mum, she had the run of the mill. She could do what she wanted.
Mm.
You live with me, there's routine, there's structure. Do you know what I mean?
In terms of your daughter having a relationship with her mum now, is the mum non-existent?
Non-existent. And that's not through any fault of mine, any fault through her family. That's just purely up to her mum. Like, that is purely, like I said, I don't know if she feels defeated or whatever. Like, it's not a war to me. Like, it's not a point scoring. I haven't got one up on you. Like, so if that's how she feels, that's on her. But yeah, just nothing. So we're about 2 years now. Mm. 2 years, no contact whatsoever.
And does she have contact with her family, even still, there's not, like, the grandparents?
Who, my daughter?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, her grandmother passed away, sadly.
Okay, R.I.P.
R.I.P. She was a good woman as well, man. So she sadly passed away. But I've always said to that side of her family. I'll never alienate her. Do you know what I mean? Like, we live in a close proximity. Do you know what I mean? So I'll never alienate her. And they helped me out massively. Like, two of her cousins go to the same school as her. Okay. So they help me out with a school run. If I've got to start work a bit earlier, they help me out with, do you know what I mean? Yeah. So I've always said I'll never alienate her. But yeah, like, her mum don't even have contact with her family. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
So she's isolated herself from everybody.
Everyone. Yeah.
So do you get like any support with like financially with your daughter?
From her mum, sorry,
yeah.
Nothing at all. No, I'm glad you asked me that as well.
Yeah.
Because it's just reminded me of everything. I had a conversation with her one time. So I opened up my daughter's savings account. Now, I put £20 in there every week, Christmas, birthdays, couple hundred quid. Yeah. So when she's 21, there's a nice little stat there. She can do what she wants. I said to her mum, do you not think you should start like transferring something? Nah, I don't need to transfer anything. She's got you. What are you for?
Mm.
And you know, like when someone says something like that to you, you're just like, first of all, I was like, I wanted to go mad. But then I was just like, do you know what? I don't expect anything different from you. Do you know what I mean? From everything you've shown me, I don't expect anything different.
So how do you try and co-parent with her, knowing that she is the way, how do you try and deal with that?
So I tried to co-parent by just, like I said, extending the olive branch like crazy. Like, so when she got caught the drug driving, she obviously couldn't drive. I was picking her up to take her to her mum's house so she could see our child.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I was going above and beyond.
Yeah.
And then it just got to the stage of, do you know what? Like, I can't help you. You're not even helping yourself. So then it was just kind of a thing like removing myself out of the situation.
Yeah.
So co-parenting is not for us. It's not going to happen. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to stop you seeing our daughter, but me and you don't need to have this relationship. I'll speak to a member of her family and say, look, I know it sounds a bit petty, but it was working for a little bit, do you know what I mean? Yeah. I'd go through like her sister or her mum, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was working for a little bit, but yeah, co-parenting just went straight out the window.
In terms of being this, we call it a single father.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. How is it for you in itself? Like, how are you able to deal with this knowing that?
Like I said, now we're 5 years deep. Do you know what I mean? It's the routine now. I know logistics-wise what I've got to do, but like, it's hard sometimes. Don't get me wrong. Like, it's not easy sometimes. Like, I've got to touch on this story as well because it was very recent. So at her school, like, you know how kids are. They say nasty things to each other.
Mm.
She's come home from school in hysterics, like crying her eyes out. My sister's got hold of me. I was still at work. My sister's got hold of me. Said, Jess, you need to sort this situation out. I'm saying, what are you going on about? Basically, a little girl at school has turned around. They've been arguing about something. The little girl at school has said to her, your mum doesn't love you, that's why you don't live with her. Mm. Now, how are you meant to deal with that?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I was on a thing of, all right, daddy has sorted it out. Let me go speak to this little girl's parents and
So you skip past the teachers?
Oh, I skip past the teachers. Okay. I'm not trying to chat to teachers. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, my thing was, look, let me nip this in the bud. Like, first of all, how does an 8-year-old know to say that to another 8-year-old?
Yeah.
Like, how does your daughter know that my daughter don't see her mum? Yep. What conversations are you having in your house?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, I just went around the house, had a conversation and just said, look, you nip it in the bud now. I don't need to come back round here.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? And just kind of left it like that. Do you know what I mean? We won't go into that one too much.
So your daughter's what, 9 now?
She's nearly 9. She's 9 next month, now. Yeah.
So what kind of things do you do with her?
Everything. Yeah. Like, when I say, like, she's not just my daughter, she's my best friend. Do you know what I mean? Like, our bond is something crazy. Like, I didn't know about all this kind of stuff as well. Like, getting her involved in, like, activities like clubs. So she goes to 2 different dancing academies. She goes swimming during the week. She does all these after-school clubs. Every weekend, we're doing something.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if we're going to the zoo or going to the summer. Even just like feeding the ducks, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just doing something, do you know what I mean? I'm at work all the time. She's at school, weekends or something. Let's try to do something together.
So what kind of conversations do you have with her in terms to...
Her mum.
Yeah.
So this is where, like, when I first had her, it was kind of like, don't my mum love me? Why do I live with you? And it was heartbreaking, do you know what I mean? Like, to try and have an age-appropriate conversation and say, look, your mum's just going through some stuff right now. She'll be better soon, do you know what I mean? All that kind of stuff. Then it was kind of like, mummy's really not well. let's give it a couple of weeks. Maybe you'll see her. Maybe you'll speak to her. I'm dealing with the tears. I'm dealing with the fallout of that. Do you know what I mean? Like, like the trauma of that I'm dealing with. And I'm sat there and I'm thinking, how do you even console a 4, 5, 6-year-old on these kind of things? Do you know what I mean? Now, thankfully, we're so past that. Like, I know it sounds bad, but it's probably for the best. She don't even bring her mum up.
Okay.
Her mum's not a conversation.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, the only time it is, and I sense it straight away, like Mother's Day.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Other kids are making cards. Do you know what I mean?
All right, so being a full-time father,
yeah,
what would you like to say to other fathers who may be only doing it part-time?
There's always, you can always do a little bit more.
Yeah.
Like, I'm forever hearing, she won't let me see my kids, or she won't let me do this. She won't. You can. You can. If your name's on a birth certificate, there's things you can do. There's things that are put in place. Like, you can start court proceedings. Like, it's on you. Like I said, I don't really want to start getting on people's backs and saying you can do more, you should do more. But like, sometimes when I hear it, I hear it from the other side too.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like, I'm caught in the middle. I'm kind of like, you're my friend. I get where you're coming from. I've been there. Do you know what I mean? You can't see no light at the end of the tunnel. You think, do you know what? It's what she says and that's what goes. When really and truly, now I'm at the other side and I can see, I'm like, no, there is things you can do. Do you know what I mean?
And when you're saying things you can do, what kind of things are you saying?
Like, I'm saying like, start court proceedings. Like, or, like, I can say it now because I'm a big man, but like, when did we get to the stage where like, you can't sit down and have a conversation? Like, if you can't have a conversation with your kid's mum, have a conversation with a member of a family. I'm not saying it's going to be easy and everything's hunky-dory. I'm not saying that. I'm saying there's someone that's reasonable where you just sit down and say, do you know what? Let's look at the bigger picture here. Like, do you know what I mean? We can go back and forth on point score all day long. Like, we've got the energy for that. We can do that. But where's it getting us?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what I say to a lot of blokes now. Like, I say to them, like, why even entertain it? It's easy for me to say. It's easy for me to, I do get it. Like, I remember when, like, there was no light at the end of the tunnel for me and I was jumping through hoops and everything was going left and I get it. But there's always something, do you know what I mean? There's always something.
Obviously, I want to say well done to you.
Thank you.
For stepping up as a father.
Yeah.
I'm putting you're doing what you're supposed to do as a father.
Like, this is the other thing. Do you know what? Yeah. The amount of people that pat me on the back and I accept it. Thank you. Like, but, and this is what we're meant to be doing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I don't give me recognition for what I'm supposed to be doing. Do you know what I mean? And I think that's where half the problem is today. Like, people want recognition for what they should be doing. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, what's the other alternative if I didn't step up? Where would my daughter be now?
Care.
Do you know what I'm saying? So it's a no-brainer to me. Like, yeah, like I said, I see things from the other side. But at the same time...
So you say you see it from the mum's side now?
I can, like, don't get me wrong. There's some deadbeat dads out there. There is. Like, I'm not going to lie. But it's 2023. We need to have the conversation. There's deadbeat mums too.
100.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if you stop a man from seeing your kid because he's got a new girlfriend, you're a deadbeat mum. If you stop him because he ain't give you £200 for the weekend so you can go out with your girls, you're a deadbeat mum. Do you know what I mean? But I'm saying I can see it from a single parent kind of view. I can't see it from a mum. I'm not a female. I don't know.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? But I can see it from a single parent kind of view. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's sacrifices. Do you know what I mean? When the other parent don't step up, there's sacrifices. Do you know what I mean?
It's true. It's true.
So, yeah.
If the mother was watching... What would you like to say to her?
We're going to keep it professional. But
and you can look in this camera.
Yeah. Just do more. Do better. Just do better. Like, everyone goes through things. Everyone ain't perfect. Just do better. Do you know what I mean? Sort yourself out. Maybe get in contact with me. Say, Jess, do you know what? I'm on the right path. It ain't going to be, do you know what I mean? Oh, you're straight back. It's never going to be that. Like, there's going to be hoops for you to jump through, whatever, however you want to say it. But... Like, my whole thing is this, like, my daughter needs a mum. Do you know what I mean? I haven't got a partner, I'm single. So she hasn't, like, apart from my sister, my mum, and her mum's sister, there's really no, like, females around. Yeah. Like, and like I said, she's nearly 9. In a couple of years, we got to be having some conversations about body changing.
Yeah.
And, do you think I'm ready for that? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's, so yeah, like, yeah, just do better, man. Just, do you know what I mean?
Listen, Jess, I want to say thank you for coming on today's
show. Thank you, brother.
To the viewers, I want to hear your lot's views today on today's show. I know it's been a bit different, But I want to hear your lot's views today on today's show. Drop it in the comments below. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Don't forget to give us the likes. All right. So for myself and Jess, peace. And we out, man.